Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
While you're sitting, we're going to make a faith statement and we're going to go back to our old one today because through the month of November, as I teach this, as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. As I do that teaching, we're going to want to make some confessions and they're going to be positive, life-changing, earth-shattering confessions in my life. I hope you are feeling the same is going to happen in your life. You see, don't come to church thinking, well, I'm just, you know, coming here, you know, meet a couple of friends, get through the service, maybe pick up a word or two. Come here with an expectation. Or else you're wasting your time, really. And I just want to say this. I'm getting on my soapbox just for a minute. I voted already, and I encourage each and every one of you to go out and vote. And let me just tell you, I want to read one scripture to you. Well, in one chapter, a couple of scriptures. Isaiah 5:20 from the Passion Translation. Verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who replace darkness with light and light with darkness, who replace bitter with sweet and sweet with bitter. Woe to those. Now, when God says, woe to those who do such and such, you better make sure you don't get a woe on the back of your neck. Because that can be a bondage and a yoke on your life when you do these things. You call good evil and evil good. Well, how do I know what's good and how do I know what's evil? Just read the Bible. God tells you what's good and he tells you what's evil. So I don't tell you who to vote for, but I do tell you to take the word of God. And make sure that what you're voting for and the platform that you're voting lines up with the word of God and not woe to those who call evil good. And no matter which way you color it, no matter how much sugar you put with it, no matter how sweet you try to make it sound, no matter how you try to doctor it up, it's still a sin against humanity and against God to slaughter kids in the womb. And now they want to even to the end term, and if not successful, outside the womb. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Just saying. Amen. Now, I just want to also add this to it. If anybody has had that happen in their lives, God, thank God, is the most forgiving God. He is the only God, and he's a forgiving God. He's more forgiving than you and I put together. And if you come to him and say, I made the mistake, I did stupid when I was young, or even when I was older, I ask you for forgiveness and I repent of it. God removes it and he doesn't even remember it. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he cast my transgressions from me. So please don't get into any condemnation, but make the change necessary. And then he says, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and see themselves as clever and shrewd, trying to manipulate and trying to get things passed by using underhanded means, sleight of hand. Woe to those. And then he says, yeah, verse 23, judges and politicians who acquit the guilty for a bribe and take away the rights of the innocent. Woe unto you. I'll read that again. Judges and politicians who acquit the guilty for a bribe, maybe to be re-elected, I don't know, and takes away the rights of the innocent. Woe unto you. I'm giving you a heads up because I'm the pastor of the church. And if I don't warn you beforehand, I'm not going to stand before God and say, yeah, him say, their blood is on your hands because you did not warn them. You better make sure that the platform that you're voting for, and some people say, you can't speak politics in church. I'm not speaking politics. I'm speaking godly ticks. Amen. I will speak from here. I will speak from my soapbox. And I will say what the Pope did is an absolute crime against the Word of God this last week. It's a crime against the Word of God. Now, I'm not saying that I don't accept. Listen, I accept every sin on the planet. I don't care how heinous the crime and the sin is. It makes no difference to me. But I'm going to always try to help that person to see the light and get out of a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God. And God is always forgiving and always willing to get them drawn in. But when you've got a leader of 1.4 billion people following him, you better make sure that what you're saying lines up with what God's saying. Amen. That's all I can say. And it does not line up with what God said.
Amen.
Amen. And so I may get some emails, but you know what? That's fine. But I'm not backing off. I'm not backing down. I'm not pulling. I'm telling you, you will not shut me up, and God's word will not be stopped. No way. The gates of hell, the very gates of hell, the power of hell, all the forces behind hell, God said, will not be successful against my church. And we are God's church. And it's time that you and I, people that say we're Christians, get the courage of their convictions and vote like a Christian. And if you want more on that, you can go to my Wednesday service on the 14th. And I spoke about how I'm going to vote. And I broke it down. And you can start there at, I think it's 1 hour 41, and go to the end. Okay? Now let's say our faith statement. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's make it. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You know, I've read so many stories and articles about what made America great. And I'm telling you, it keeps coming back to the fact that you had pastors pounding the pulpit and saying the way we should be living.
Amen.
And that now has changed because ministries and ministers are scared to lose their 501c3. Listen, if they took my 501c3 away, shame, I'll have to pay the taxes for the things that you, and you won't get your refunds at the end of the year. But shame, so what? My God will supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not by my 501c3. I just want you to know that I believe that. Amen. And so today, as Ariel started speaking on my message, I'm talking today about stepping into a new season. Say, I'm stepping into a new season. Say, I'm stepping into a better season. My life is about to change for the better. You see, if you come to service, I would encourage you to take notes and listen to it again and try to get stuff into you. Because when I start teaching from next Sunday, by the look of things, I think it's the first is next Sunday. We're starting this as the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we're going to feed you. I'm going to give you food for thought. And I'm going to show you how to think. And we're going to show you what it's going to do in your life. Proven scientifically. God spoke it. Scientists discovered it now. And he spoke it thousands of years ago. God. Amen. So there's nothing new under the sun. I want you to know. Amen. Each person going through the eons had said, the way you think is the way your life is going to go. And they think they discovered it. And then someone else 100 years later said the same thing, thinking they discovered it. No, God spoke it first and foremost.
Yes.
Amen. And so 2 Timothy, you don't even have to turn there. It'll come up. 2:15. Watch what God says here. He says, study to show yourself approved. So many people study to show other people not approved. If you're reading scriptures to show someone that they're wrong with the wrong attitude, you've got a problem. Amen. He says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. What? Rightly, not wrongly. Rightly. There is a wrongly and there is a rightly. Rightly dividing the word of God, the Son of God, Jesus is the word, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
So that means I can divide it the wrong way, I can get deception into my heart, I can get deception into my life, and I can live a lie. And let me tell you something. It's not so much how important the truth is, which is vital. What is important is what you believe to be true. Because you could be believing a lie, thinking it's a truth, and end up in some serious trouble. Amen. 1 Timothy 2:7, I just want to show you who I am. God revealed this to me about a year ago. Out of the New Living Translation, 1 Timothy 2:7. I've been chosen as a preacher and an apostle. I was a sent one from South Africa. God sent me. I didn't request it. To teach the Gentiles, in other words, people that were not in the Jewish faith, to teach the Gentiles this message about what? Why did God want me personally to come to America and teach you about faith? Because God said, without faith, you cannot please me, Hebrews 11:6. And God also said, the just shall live by faith. So it's vitally important that we learn about faith. And then I love the way Paul says it. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you the truth. And no one will stop me teaching the truth and faith. That will not happen. I'd sooner give up, lock the doors, and go and play golf than start preaching away from the truth and away from faith. Amen. Because everything in our life has to do with faith. You either got faith in the devil and what he can do in your life and destroy in your life, or you got faith in God and belief in God and what you can do. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have, and I can do what he said I can do. You're going to have faith one way or the other. Did you hear what I said? There's two kingdoms, folks. And there's only one Supreme Court. And there's only one God. Even though it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He has the final say. He gets the final word. Isaiah 45:22, he said, turn to me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For I am God, and there is no other. Amen. Now, you either believe the word or you skip over stuff because you don't like what you read. Amen. But in this church, we tell the truth. And 2 Kings, if you can turn to 2 Kings 2, 2 Kings 2, and we're going to look at something here. I'm here to tell you that Elisha stepped into a new season. And so can all of you. We can all step into a new season. Even if you're in a great season now, you can step into a greater season. Even if you're doing good in your business, you can do better. Even if your relationships are working well, they can work better. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even if your children are doing things that you want, they can do better. Amen. And we can all step into something new, but you've got to embrace the fact that anything in your life can be changed. Amen. Amen. And this is kind of a precursor to what I'm going to bring next week. But 2 Kings 2:1 out of the New Living Translation, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. Now, Elijah was a major prophet of the day, and he had spoken to many kings, and he had done many things, and then Elisha came as a understudy to Elijah. Amen. And he was with Elijah wherever Elijah went. Verse 2, and Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel. But Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential